but no, amazing scene, amazing episode. Before we finish, I want to get into, and it's already been a tad long, but I want to get into the main theory of the day.
Let's hear it.
Which is, if you've been on the internet, if you've been on Reddit, anywhere on any discussion forums, it's whether it's actually Heli down there, like the show has presented, any Heli in the severed floor, acting, you know, doing her thing, or whether Helena, her Audi self, the Helena Egan, actually, you know, basically somehow turned off her chip and is down there pretending to be Heli and spying on the innies. We don't really know exactly. I guess spying and trying to control them, right? So that's the major theory of the day. There's been some supporting stuff on both sides, right? Heli does act kind of weird. She obviously lies right away about what she was doing on the outside. We see other moments. One clear shot, cinematography-wise, we see her fumbling with the switch to turn off her computer, whereas we see all the other, her other any co-workers basically get the switch first try.
Something similar.
We see her kind of...
Something similar to that was she asked if the door to the goat room was the right one, which was like, should have been kind of a bit of a red flag to Mark, but you know, it's like, okay, that it's something where I could see someone just letting that slide because it's almost whatever. Yeah,
no, there's a couple moments like that. One big clue that people, like those sleuths on the internet, have pointed out is that in episode 2, when Helena goes down the elevator in the scene where all the Audis are going down to get to work after Mark, you know, kind of forces them to bring them back, her elevator light doesn't.
Well, it's a tone. It's the elevator tone. The tone
when that normally precedes them turning into their any, like basically the server procedure turning on, that doesn't play, right? That's one of the biggest hints that something is up. Now, me personally, my theory is that it is Heli down there. It is Heli, it's not Helena, but that what we have not seen is that there was an off-screen between the end of the gala at the end of season 1 and the beginning of season 2 where she runs out of the elevator.
Okay.
There was a missing moment where they turned Heli on and basically threatened her, told her, hey, you know, if you don't behave and do what you're told down there, we will hurt you. We will hurt Mark, who they saw she kissed. They know she cares about Mark, will hurt Irv and Burke. I'm guessing, or, you know, basically her any co-workers. That's my pet theory for what is happening. Okay. We could go into, you know, tons of little scenes and details. I think there's a case for both. Lots of people are convinced online 100% of the one way or the other. I do think it's a strange decision if it is meant to be ambiguous and if we're meant to be unsure. I don't think they've explicitly made it. I think there's a case to be made. There's a lot of people watching that, you know, if they're not online, they just assumed it's Heli.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe they're acting a bit weird, but they didn't even cross their mind it could be Helena. And there's a couple of glaring flaws with that logic as well, because as far as we know, Helena would not be able to do any work. It wouldn't be really be clear why she's helping Mark actively search for Miss Casey and showing the picture everywhere if she was just there to spy and stuff. She reacts a lot like Heli with his schoolgirl crush around Mark, which is exactly how we would expect Heli to act. But obviously she has the confliction of, oh, hey, I'm the villain of this story. I'm basically the devil who sent us all to hell. And Mark, she now knows Mark has a wife and that he's looking for her. So a lot of the complicated feelings. Can't forget that emotionally, these innies are little more than children. They haven't been alive all that long. They haven't had too much exposure to social. You know, they're like teenagers at best. You know, in some ways they look like adults, they act like adults, but in other ways they're like schoolyard children. It's tough to see right now which way they're going with this. Supposedly episode 4 is going to be a big deal, right? They're already basically teasing, you know, kind of watch it as soon as you can, don't get on the internet, this is going to be some big stuff. I think there's a good chance they reveal what happens. Obviously, now that Mark is reintegrated, we're going to see a bunch of changes. Another one of my big pet theories, and I think we mentioned, might have mentioned this last week, is that what they're seeing on the MDR screens, like the numbers they're seeing, is not what an Audi would see. That when they get somebody else down there, where Mark goes down there as his reintegrated self and sees for real, that those numbers just scrolling around are going to look something totally different. That's one of my pet theories.
Okay.
We'll see. I think next week is going to be one of the bigger reveals, bigger shocks in the show's run so far. And somehow we're only a third of the way, you know, not even halfway through the season.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of shows would have milked that reveal of Mark getting reintegrated to the season finale. A lot of shows would, you know, bog this down with details and side missions so they could fill out a whole season and not have the reveal to the end. This show is not doing that. This show is moving briskly along. This show is confident in where it's going. You love to see it. And again, favorite show on television. Recommend everybody go out and watch it.
Just real quick, just so I can throw in my hat, the theory in the whole theory ring too. I also do think that that's Helly down there, the real one. She is the descendant. Kieran, I believe she's on a mission to whatever she's supposed to do, whatever she's been sent by by the higher ups to do. One scene in particular, because you kind of took a lot of the other ones.
So you think it's Elena?
I think it's Elena. I think it's the one that's part of the family.
Okay.
That's down there, you know, who's trying to complete whatever mission that she's been sent to. But again, you've already tipped off other scenes that could do that. But one scene to me that stood out was when she's looking, kind of, she's going back to looking over the game footage, and she sees Helly kiss Mark. And to me, again, she's the bad guy, and the bad guy has to do bad guy stuff throughout the entire season. So she doesn't have time to have these intimate relationships or just have connections in general. She's busy doing what, you know, she's been implored to do. So seeing that, to anybody looking at this, Helena is up at the top of the food chain. She has it all. She's like, she's the queen. But then looking at her Audi, but looking at Helly, she sees someone who's, she doesn't, they don't see them as people really, is how is kind of the vibe I get. But she sees now that this thing to her is having a much better experience in this structure that, you know, her family built, but this thing is having a better experience than she is. So I believe that was a huge catalyst to have her say, no, you don't. You're not going to have all these, like, I want that. Almost like jealous. Like, you have everything, you know, like, you can't let Helly just have this. No, she, again, it kind of painted her as, you know, definitely I see her as a villain, but right there, it definitely struck her. Because it closed in on her eyes to see just how she felt. And she didn't like that. So I definitely saw, along with all the other things that you said, that scene also should be pointed also to why she would even want to do that in the first place, and lends credence to the fact that, yeah, that is the real Helena down there. But yeah, that was a great scene.
I see where you're coming from. I saw it more as like, again, there's just some inconsistencies. The biggest one is that from everything we've been told, Helena would not be able to do work. Right? She would not be able to do the Innie's work at all. And it would be, I don't see how she would be able to hide that for any length of time.
Well, just because, yeah, I think it's like, yeah, it's, she can't, but I think that's more so she thinks she can. And we're going to see if she can or not.
No, she can't. Like, she cannot. It's been clearly established in the show. And Audi cannot refine the data. They wouldn't be able to make any sense of the data.
Okay, I see.
That's why they have the seven.
Okay,
people.
That's what you mean.
So, like, no, she, like, if she would just be sitting at her desk doing nothing, right? And I don't see how they would, like, make sense of that long term. On top of that, we've always seen, you know, it's not like this is the only people that work. Lumen needs this work done, whatever it is. It's mysterious and important. And Mark might be the most important one, but he's not the only one. Right at the beginning of season one, they actually replaced them with three other people. So it's not like Helly's plan was ever even to go down there if Mark had just cooperated. Right. So it's one of those things where it's, I don't see why it suddenly stopped mattering that Elena doesn't do work anymore. And I don't see how they wouldn't catch on very quickly that she's not doing work anymore. On top of that, there's just certain scenes, just the way that's acted, like the way she acts around Mark, kind of jealous, kind of cute. The way she acted around the goat people, where she immediately took charge and showed the picture of Miss Casey. Like, why would, you know, Elena be trying to spread that? You know what I mean? It's one of those things where her motivations in that situation don't make as much sense as just thinking, okay, so Helly's doing this.
Right.
Now, again, there are some inconsistencies. That's why I do think we have not been shown a scene where basically Helly, you know, any Helly basically got tortured and basically got told, or, you know, not tortured, but threatened and basically got told, hey, you know, if you don't play along when we send you down there, things are going to get bad, right? We're going to hurt Mark. We're going to do this. So you better behave. Mm. That explains kind of why she's suspicious and, you know, shaky and acting all this way. And it still allows her to do some work. So it's not as easy and obvious to expose she's lying. Again, we'll see. There's good supporting evidence for both sides.
Oh, yeah.
There's actually really good support. That's the biggest theory. The biggest, you know, there's a lot of people will tell you there's 100% one way. And if you're not, you know, Team Helly or Team Helena, you're an idiot and you're not watching the show right. And, you know, you don't know anything about, you know, you have no literary ability, right? You're not media literate or whatever you want to call it. You're not watching the show intelligently. I do think it is odd from the way the rest of the show has been presented. I do think it is odd that it has been kind of ambiguous. It's strange to me that it's not, you know, clearly one or the other. Like maybe the innies don't know, but it's weird that we as the viewers don't have that made clear to us.
I agree again, with the ambiguity.
If I hadn't gone on the internet and looked this up, I would have just thought Helly was acting weird for other reasons. It would not have even occurred to me that Helena was capable of going down there like just not turning her chip off. There's never really shown something that, you know, would allow that, so to speak. So again, I think there's room for both, but I do think it's strange. And I hope if they are being ambiguous and coy with it, that they resolve it fairly quickly. I think there's frankly a possibility that they're not being that ambiguous and that people are just reading overly into it. I actually read an interview with the director or the showrunner where he basically said, oh yeah, of course Helly lied. She's, you know, she's shaking up about being an Egan. She's ashamed of it. Right. So he was, you know, making it seem obvious that it was Helly down there. Mm. Obviously, he could be trying to throw
off. Yeah, I think he's just trying to keep the conversation going as a showrunner. So, yeah.
No, but he made it very casual, right? It did not be like, oh, like what is your theory on it? Like, he was asked, why did Helly lie? And it's like, oh, she lied because, you know, she's ashamed. And that was my reading of the first episode, too. And my wife's reading and a lot of other people's reading. You know, especially people who don't obsessively, you know, look at tiny little scenes and details and shows. So again, it can't be dismissed as a possibility.
Right.
Right. Like definitively, I don't think you can just say, no, it's definitely Helena. It's obviously meant to be Helena. You're just being dumb. Because even the showrunner is trying to keep the conversation going. At the worst case, keep the conversation going. Or he's just admitting the truth that it's not supposed to be ambiguous and that it's Helly down there. I think that's a possibility as well that people aren't considering. I think we'll see.
Man.
I hope we see this week. I really do think it'll weaken the show if we're like, you know, into episode 7 or 8 and people are still arguing if it's Helena or Helly down there. I think because at some point the problem with doing that is that okay right now? So I think I'm watching a show where Helly is dealing with the repercussions of her outside trip, and she's ashamed of her being self being an Egan and being the villain, and she's dealing with kind of an existential crisis, right? So if it turns out that's Helena going down there in part to flirt with Mark and to kind of experience a different life, you know, that's an entirely different show from the one I've been watching.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, I would have been thinking, oh, I'm watching Helly's growth and Helly's character arc. And no, I'm actually watching Helena's. I thought she was the villain, and actually it turns out now I'm supposed to be rooting for her. Does that make sense?
It's
strange to have that ambiguity.
I believe they'll definitely answer that question. Again, the showrunner, the Erickson, he was a huge fan of Lost. Lost is one of those mystery box shows that kind of lingers at. Some people think it did that too much to a detriment. I think this show improves upon stuff like Lost. I also see how it takes from that. So I believe this guy, the showrunner, Mr. Erickson, is going to definitely answer that question and not have that be lingering, because he wants to answer it and then get to what's really on the show and where it's supposed to go is what I'm thinking. So I'm excited to see what comes next.
No, absolutely. No, but it looks like even on it was Mooney House divided. We got Kosi on Team Helena, and I'm on Team Helly. I could see it both ways. I'm not gonna say play definitive. I've given my theories. Kosi's given his very reasonable and solid evidence. The kind of stuff you mentioned is the stuff everybody's mentioned. Yep. That suspicion doesn't make sense. That's my theory. That she basically got tortured down there. That she is spying for them and is helping their cause, but not because she wants to. Mm. And that explains why she's like, you know, still being able to be flirty with Mark and have a good time, because she can't help it. She just likes being with Mark.
I think she's playing Mark and touching his hand and doing all that stuff to, you know, get to what she needs. But we'll see. We'll see. This show's great.
Yeah, I will say she's not doing a very good job of actually getting Mark to work. Whatever else you want to say, you know, going around with the goat people is not helping Mark finish his numbers. So we'll see. This week is going to be a big, shocking review in a lot of ways, and I'm very excited to see it.
Yep. But no, this is great, dude. I loved you're able to tell me. You know, I wanted to hear your theory, because you hit me up saying, "Hey, Kosa, I have a big theory about episode 3," and I was all ears. So I'm glad you're able to break that down for me and the listeners. So you know, this was fantastic. So I want to thank you, Juan EV, and also thank you, listeners, for listening in on this second episode of what'll be many episodes of Mooney's Mini Bites. You can find us, you know, on all social media platforms, from Blue Sky, even on Reddit. You can go and talk to us on some Reddit threads, talk to us about Severance and other stuff that you want there. Find us on Instagram. You can also find us on YouTube, just every kind of social media that you can find. You can also look out for our video on our best media of 2024. Juan, you and I had a great episode with Jim and Cousin Chris last week. So look out for that episode coming out. But again, until next time, guys, I'm Kosi, and I'm joined always by Juan EB, and peace.
Adios.